Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You don't have the education for that. See, the enemy trying to keep you, just keep you bound. Who you are, hear me, is a spirit being. You are a spirit being first. I'll say it this way. You are a spirit having a human experience. I won't get into this because it'll blow some by these fuse here a little bit, but you know what? Before you got here, there were scrolls. I'm gonna call them scrolls because I'm talking about there were scrolls with your destiny on it. Before you got here, isn't that like God guessing what to do with your life? Jeremiah, before you were in the womb, I knew you. You knew me. Your spirit is eternal. Whoa. Help us, Holy Ghost. Your spirit didn't just show up one day. Your spirit came out of somewhere with a scroll, saying, this is what you'll be in your humankind, during your human experience. This is what you're to be until you get back to glory where I'm at. This is your destiny. This is what you're to do while you're a human being here. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. You are a spirit being having a human experience. The devil wants you to think you're just human and wants to lock you in on this fallen experience. But I got news for you today. Tell somebody, I've been adopted. You heard about the adoption. Amen. Jesus was the only begotten, but we've been adopted. Hey, whoo, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I said he was the only begotten, but we've been adopted, engrafted in. We are sons now. Hallelujah. See, adoption is a covenant. The covenant of adoption. God cut a covenant with us. Guess what? Whatever captivates your heart, I'm sorry, whatever captivates your heart will captivate you. Whatever you allow to captivate your heart will captivate you. Adoption. Let me give you an example. Back in Roman times, adoption. There was an adoption process in the Roman courts of law. Now remember, everything is legal. Our rights have been won by Jesus and we are legal. The enemy is illegal. But he will always challenge you on legalities. There was an adoption process. What would happen in Rome, they would bring two scrolls into the courtroom. One scroll had the person who was to be adopted had their old life, everything about their old life, their old name, their old everything about them, who they were, where they were born, if they had a criminal record, whatever it was, everything was written on that scroll. In the other scroll would be their new name. And a testimony, it had to be a testimony of seven people. I won't get into this, but there are seven spirits of God that testify of us as a son. But there had to be seven people. Now the Roman judge would unravel the old scroll. And back then, you know, ink today has stuff, you can't erase it. You got ink erasers, but back then, all you'd have to do is wipe off You could wipe it away. But what the judge would do, the Roman judge would undo the scroll of the person's old life and wipe the scroll clean. Because he was about to be adopted. From that moment on, legally, that person no longer existed in any court of law. That old man was dead. That old man was gone. That old man was history. That's why the devil knows he can't get you, but he brings images. That man's dead, but he plagues you with images. From that time on, that person no longer existed. His old life was gone. Paul wrote about it. Give me Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Philippians 3, 14, 13 and 14. Ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ. That old man's dead. Amen. What we want to deal with are the images. Amen. So we can see clearly who we are. Amen. Not what we were, who we are. Can we get it? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Paul said it this way, forgetting those things. Tell somebody, forget what's behind you. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many know it's time to press toward a mark? Come on, it's time to press toward a mark. But you got to first forget some stuff. You got to first let some stuff go. You got to first pull down some strongholds. You got to first plead the blood over some stuff. Paul said, I'm reaching forth to a high call. Not just a call, a high call. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. A high call. Tell somebody, you called to a high calling. You're not called just to be human and just to be average. And remember that yesterday in our training, status quo? Status quo means the mess you're in. That's what it means in Latin, the mess you are in. Well, you know, I'm just status quo. You in a mess. You are not average. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is not becoming. He is. Not one day. He is. Maybe sometime. No, he is a new creature. In God's court of law, how God sees you. See, the devil wants you to think about what you are. See, really what we are, we're just passing through. But a lot of people don't understand that. He wants you to see what you are. God wants you to see who you are. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Say it with me. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Let's continue. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Next verse. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses. God's not giving you those images unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. And verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Tell somebody right now, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See, the high call is that of the manifestation of sons, transfiguration, transformation, metamorphosis. We are to be transfigured sons of God. Now, the covenant that I want to stress as we wind this up is the covenant of blood. First Peter 1, verse 18 through 21. 1 Peter 1, 18 through 21. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish or without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. So we see here it's through the blood. Is that right? The blood. Look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There is no rising from the dead. We just read, without the shedding of blood, there be no rising from the dead. But because the blood was shed, he rose from the dead. Matthew 17, verse 1 and 2, the Mount of Transfiguration. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up into a high mountain apart, to that place of the high calling, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. We've studied that. That was the manifestation of another world that was in Christ, but he allowed the inner circle disciples to see it and how it impacted and affected the environment. Brighter than the sun. That otherworldly that he had on the inside. And guess what? That same kingdom's on the inside of you. And one day when this body is changed, but until that day, our soul is being renewed so that greater and greater measures of that glory will flow out of you. People see you coming afar off and they see about 5 or 6 of you, but it's the angels. See, angels are attracted to certain frequencies. When the frequency of glory is being released from your life, angels come and they inhabit that glory. They're there to war for you. They're there to protect you. They're there to protect the purposes of God on your life. They hear, they see, they feel the vibrations. They come. Daniel was praying those 21 days till he hit a high vibration. On that 21st day, that angel appeared. We heard you, Daniel. The first day you prayed and you set your heart to seek God. We had to fight through these dark spirits. But I am come for your words. We are come to change the course of history here. We are come to take over here. We are come to fight your battle here, Daniel. We are come to protect you, Daniel. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Without the shedding of blood, there'd be no rising from the dead. He had to conquer death, hell, and the grave. What Jesus did here, he raised you out of death, out of the death of the record of the DNA of the old man that the devil tries to use. But see, you've been born again.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.